very important report from John Rood covering the European Union, a key region as it relates to Bible prophecy. European Union, absolutely, I'm convinced, is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. That's Daniel chapter 7. Well, right now, we're going to a good friend, Mike Gendron. He heads up a ministry where they endeavor to try to win as many Catholic people as they can to the Lord. The reason for that, Mike was a Catholic and then came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Mike, it's great to have you back as a broadcast partner today. And I noticed as I was reading your recent newsletter that the Pope has given three more new names to the Virgin Mary. And then you list a number of names that she already has according to the Catholic Church. My concern is, should she only have not the title, the Mother of Jesus Christ? Why all the names for Mary there in the Vatican?
Well, yes, that's the only name biblically that she should have, but the Roman Catholic Church has exalted Mary, primarily, I think, through apparitions, and we'll talk about that because I think that prophetically is really going to come into play. But the Catholic Church lifts up Mary to have a lot of the attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, in 1854, they pronounced that Mary was conceived without sin, the Immaculate Conception. And then another infallible dogma came around in 1950 where they declared that Mary's body was assumed into heaven, and that came because many Catholics were saying if sin is causing death and the body to decay and Mary never sinned, what happened to her body? And so one false doctrine or dogma led to another false dogma. And so ever since then, the Catholic Church has esteemed Mary to a level equal with Christ, and we know that Jesus Christ is the one mediator between God and man, but the Catholic Church calls Mary the mediatrix of all grace. She is co-redeemer and advocate, the Queen of Heaven and the Queen of Peace, and just on and on and on. There are more Catholic churches named after Mary than there are named after Jesus.
But is it not correct, Mike, that indeed Mary actually has no part, no role in the salvation and or sanctification of any person who may come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
Absolutely no role whatsoever. But once again, I think we can look to the Scriptures because the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." And so this is what the devil attempts to do, to take our eyes off of Christ and put them on someone else. So the Catholic Church is a willing pawn of the devil to exalt Mary to the point where she is venerated, which is another form for worship. But the Catholic exaltation of Mary actually diminishes the sufficiency of Christ and even the integrity of the gospel. One of the catechism, the Catholic Catechism, paragraph 971, teaches that devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is intrinsic to Christian worship. And so it's not an option for Catholics. They must be devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And again, taking their eyes off of Jesus, that's the goal of the devil, to get people's eyes off of Christ and out of his word. That way he can deceive the world with false teachings.
Earlier, Mike, you mentioned apparitions of Mary. Explain that for those of us who may not quite understand what you're talking about.
Well, apparitions are supernatural visions. They're unexplainable. We know that Satan has great power, and I believe the source of these apparitions can either be from God or from the devil. And so all we have to do is test the spirits, which is what John has called us to do in 1 John 4:1. We test the spirits by listening to what the voices are saying. And many of the apparitions of Mary are statements given to direct people away from Christ and to her. One example, Jimmy, would be, you saw hell where souls of poor sinners go in order to save them. God wishes to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart. This is the apparition of Mary speaking. people do what I say, then many souls will be saved and there will be peace. And so an apparition is a supernatural vision, and we know that Satan will use lying signs and wonders to deceive the world, and this is obviously a way to deceive the world by pointing people to a person declaring themselves to be Mary. But we know it cannot be the true Mary because she goes directly against the words of Christ and the Word of God. And that's what it means to test every spirit. But unfortunately, Roman Catholics are told not to trust the Word of God, but to trust the traditions and the rites and dogmas of their church.
And that's where they make their mistake. And of course, that's basically the main purpose of your ministry, to reach out to the Catholic world, a great field for evangelism. And we praise you for doing that, you and your team, Mike. I understand also from your newsletter that the Pope has committed Mary to protect China. Now, we're talking about communist China. Why did the Pope make that decision?
Well, it goes back to an agreement. It's an interim agreement that was signed by the Vatican and the Chinese government back in 2018. And shortly after the interim agreement was signed, China continued to demolish Roman Catholic churches and crosses and continues to hold their clergy in detention. And so this agreement is up for renewal next month, but because the Communist Party has continued to destroy Catholic churches, the Pope came out and said, we entrust the pastors and faithful of the Catholic Church in that great country to the guidance and protection, not of God, but of our Heavenly Mother, so that they may be strong in the faith and firm in fraternal union. So the Pope is recognizing that the Catholic Church in China is under persecution by the communist government. So rather than entrust it to Almighty God, the sovereign King of the world and the universe, he entrusts this Catholic Church to the guidance and protection of Mother Mary. And so this is, again, an example of how the Roman Catholic Church esteems Mary and gives her the attributes of God. We know that God is the only one that has the power to protect anyone on this earth. But yet, the Catholic Church doesn't know the Bible very well. We read in Psalm 148:13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and above the heavens. If Catholics would only read their Bible, the truth would set them free from this religious deception that holds them in bondage. And that is my prayer for any Roman Catholic that might be listening to this broadcast. Don't listen to the Pope. Test everything he says with the authority of God's Word.
Mike, I understand that there are probably around 100 million Catholics that are in China. However, they are a part of a state church, which is not really a true biblical church, is it?
No, it's not a biblical church. In fact, the Catholic Church has not been a biblical church really since the Council of Trent. That's where they officially and dogmatically departed from the faith of the apostles, to the point where they condemn born-again Christians with over 100 anathemas. But yes, there is quite a few Roman Catholics in China. It is a state-run religion. In fact, the state actually has the authority to appoint Roman Catholic bishops, and that's one of the issues that are up for negotiation with this next interim agreement.
I am wondering, as we've been listening to you speak about this particular issue, how Catholicism and communism actually go together. Can you explain that, Mike?
Well, yes. This Pope and previous popes have really been into liberation theology, which is really a form of socialism and Marxism, and of course, you know, it's just one step away from communism, but obviously the Catholic Church is very interested in helping the poor, yet they will not take any money out of their treasury to do so. But it's a very political movement within the Catholic Church to move more towards socialism and Marxism, and this may be one of the ways that they find agreement with the Communist Party as they continue down this road towards socialism.
Of course, we do not see the word Catholic in God's Word, in the Bible itself. But we do see that the kings of the East, which would include communist China, will be a major player at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. However, the Catholic Church, though not mentioned by name, described basically in the book of Revelation chapter 17, the false church headquartered there in Rome, Italy. That's an absolute, isn't it, Mike?
Well, it really is. If you look at the epoch of time in which we're in, there is no one more influential on this earth as the false prophet mentioned in Revelation 13 and 17 than the office of the Pope in Rome. Now, I'm not for a moment suggesting Pope Francis would be the false prophet, but I think the office of the papacy carries so much power and influence throughout the world. It's also an office that declares itself to be infallible, whereby people listen to the Pope and they know that he cannot err in matters of faith and morals. And so this is a setup to have this false prophet point the world to a man who has come to solve all the world's problems, the Antichrist. And so these two men will usher in this period of peace for a period of time, and then the Antichrist will turn against the religion that set him up in the first place.
I hope that each and every one of you heard what Mike said earlier on in this conversation. He said, the Catholic Church simply needs to read the Word of God. That's truth. And that's why I brought Mike Gendron to this broadcast table. I wanted you, Christian friend, to hear the truth about what is going on in Catholicism as it relates to China and those activities of the future as described in the prophetic Word of God. Mike, thank you so much for your ministry. By the way, give that address, the website address for your ministry.
Yes, our website is proclaimingthegospel.org, and we mentioned the newsletter that we cited on this program, and you can go there and not only read that newsletter, but also all of our newsletters are archived, and also resources to reach Roman Catholics. That's our mission. We want to help Roman Catholics see the truth of the gospel.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Mike Gendron, our broadcast partner right here on Prophecy Today. Mike, thanks for the conversation. I'm sure we'll have another one down the road.
Always a pleasure, Jimmy.